Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, June 16th, 2017. And on today's podcast, we will be primarily discussing the recent elections in the United Kingdom, the UK, as well as acts of terrorism in the old world. There are many things we could be discussing as the world lurches from one disaster to another, such as the recent shooting of four people by a former member of Bernie Sanders' campaign team when left-wing propaganda sites spew out their rhetoric 24/7 because they do not respect the will of the people, and when left-wing politicians refuse to rebuke assassination parodies, etc., when their rhetoric, as well as their actions, is a continual incitement to violence. Perhaps it's because they want someone to act on their words, and this time, someone did. Today, however, we turn our attention to the recent election in the United Kingdom, in which the Conservative Party under Theresa May received 48.9% of the vote, compared to the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn, which received 40.3%. This was a disaster for Ms. May and her party, which will now have to accept a coalition partner with which it only partially agrees in order to achieve a majority and thus be able to govern under British parliamentary rules. The British system is different from ours in that there is no president, no Senate, only a House with the Speaker of the House running the country as Prime Minister. And other House ministers are in his cabinet. There are 650 seats in the British Parliament, so it takes 326 seats to achieve a majority. That has to be achieved by one party or by a coalition of parties, which can then go to the Queen to formalize a new government. Before the election, the Conservatives held a majority of 6 votes, or they held 331 seats. They lost 12 seats, so they have 319 remaining. And the Prime Minister had to go to the Irish Union Party for 10 votes. Giving them a 4-vote majority with the coalition. The Irish Unionists make up those who originally favored union with Great Britain during the long struggle between Ireland and Great Britain. They are pro-EU, these Irish Unionists. Pro-EU, and they want a, quote, soft Brexit, which means they want to remain in the EU economic zone with EU open border rules, which will then give migrants a back door into Great Britain. This is all the result of Ms. May's apparent political mistakes in calling for the snap election in the first place, and her reaction to recent terrorist attacks especially. She was appointed after the resignation of David Cameron, who resigned because he opposed Brexit. She wanted to be elected to shore up her bargaining position, so she called for this snap election. There have been 3 fatal terrorist attacks in Great Britain in the last 3 months. The first at Westminster Bridge left 5 dead. The second at the Ariana Grande concert left 22 dead. Most recently, at London Bridge, 8 dead, a total of 35 dead people and many wounded. The London Bridge attack was a truck run into a crowd of people, and then 3 Muslims jump out with knives and start stabbing people. There were reports of a young woman being stabbed 12 to 15 times while begging for help. There is no help because the British people are unarmed in the face of this invading enemy. Finally, one lone, very brave, but also unarmed police officer tried to intervene with his baton, and he was stabbed and in critical condition for his efforts. The politicians all said nice things about him. They gave him a medal, but a handgun with proper training could have saved a lot of lives. A tepid reaction from Ms. May probably cost her party its majority. All she has are words. No real action to combat the attackers, just words, i.e., enough is enough. We can't abandon our human rights to hunt these terrorists. Oh, but most importantly, her idea is regulation of the Internet. Regulation of the Internet is supposed to control terrorist communications. There seems to be no concept of Britain in mortal danger. The enemy is inside the gates. The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, that's right, folks, the mayor of London is a Muslim, announced that anyone who tried to connect these attacks to Islam was subject to arrest for hate crimes. The politicians all seem to agree on one thing, and that is that the real enemy to be defeated at all cost is Islamophobia. In the meantime, the leader of the Labour Party is once again an important man in Britain. Jeremy Corbyn had been discredited, asked to resign by his own party. He's a communist and a terrorist sympathizer and supporter. He is reported to support and associate with members of the Hamas terrorist organization. His 40.3% in the polls can be attributed to two-thirds of those 18 to 34 who voted for him. This is civilization surrender on a high level. Surrender of the old country, the mother country, to a bunch of barbarian savages. My use of the term barbarian savages is more appropriate, I would argue, than the word insane, which is usually used, or the usual extremist. They are not insane, unless you think that believing that your God wants you to slaughter women and children as a way to get to paradise so he can reward you for your mass murder with 72 virgins. Unless you think that's insane. It's a strange God, this Allah. Strange indeed. Europe seems to struggle with its problems, and then those European problems have a way of ending up on American doorsteps, and I suspect this problem will be no different. The Nazis rampaged across Europe until finally, as Churchill put it, quote, the new world came to the aid of the old, end quote. The difference is that the British people had the will to resist then. German planes by the thousands bomb London and other English cities every night for months on end. Still, the English did not give up when the tide was turned and the Luftwaffe was held at bay. The British and Americans bombed Germany around the clock for years, reducing German cities to rubble, killing hundreds of thousands of civilians. They fought on no matter what it cost until victory was achieved. Civilization could continue. People will usually do whatever it takes to ensure their survival, but perhaps not this time. Today they invite the enemy in, inside the gates by the thousands. They make it illegal to even criticize the enemy. This May estimated that there are approximately 23,500 jihadis in the UK. It takes about 4 intelligence officers to watch each one. That is obviously impossible. So they just let them wander around, planning their next attack. That brings us to the war of values that I mentioned in the title of today's podcast. The British people, by their election and their immigration policies, apparently spend a lot of time planning for the destruction of their civilization instead of resisting, as they did the Nazis. They invite the enemy into their country. They give him welfare, elect a few of them to public office. The birth rate in Britain has declined before replacement numbers for the British people, but not for the Muslims. The death rate from terrorism continues to rise, inviting people who want to kill your children. When your birth rate is below replacement is perhaps not such a good idea. Instead of border security, instead of rounding up jihadis, killing, imprisoning, or deporting them, this may just send soldiers into the streets so the tourists and shoppers will feel a little safer. Miss May wants to regulate the internet to prevent terrorist communication. So once again, the answer is to destroy the liberty of your own people rather than to attack the enemy. Well, I predict that little by little, the terrorist wolves will become more and more emboldened by their success and by the lack of response from their victims. More and more of the helpless sheep will be killed and maimed until British society breaks down, or until the wolves become so numerous that total war is inevitable, or until the British people grow sick of this appeasement and decide to stand up. Finally, folks, to conclude this podcast, I want to mention the high-rise fire in London, in which, as of the time of this recording, the death toll is reported to be over 100 people. I invite you to go to any article reporting on this fire and read the comments. They are full of Muslim and African names expressing joy that the British people are finally getting what they deserve, since Britain stole everything from the Third World anyway. They don't deserve a civilized society like London used to be, by their admission. These are people living in Britain who hate and want to destroy their host country. It's not up to me, folks, to give advice to the British people, but if it were, I would advise them to remember their ancestors, get off their knees, prepare for war, or their country will end up being just another third world hellhole, at least the way I see it, folks. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.